Well, if you're a regular listener to the Sunday Supplement, you know we always enjoy to meet people from the theatre, and we have two with us today. Firstly, Hannah Wood, who's an actress in Shortchanged.
Hi.
And Amy Fisher, who's the producer of Shortchanged.
Hello.
Now, I've read the notes, and it looks fascinating, but it doesn't tell me everything, and that's obviously what you want to do, because you want people to go and see it. So I'm going to ask you, Amy, what is Shortchanged all about?
So Shortchanged is the Theatre Royal Plymouth's People's Company production.
Right.
This year we have one full production every year. It's going to perform in the Drum at Theatre Royal. And this year the production is going to be Shortchanged, which is a devised piece. So we didn't start from a script. It's been devised with the company and directed by Christopher Elmagori. And so we started with an idea and we've explored it over a number of weeks. And eventually it'll be on the stage in the Drum, ready for people to see in performance.
Very good. Now, Hannah, I'm no actor, but I think I'd like some words written down before I started if I was. How does that feel for you as an actress?
Well, I actually joined the People's Company because I'm a writer and I wanted to come at the process of writing from a more physical perspective. So this has kind of given me that and a lot more than I bargained for, actually, as well.
It has. Yeah, yeah.
So we sort of started with a provocation from the director, which was about whether the hand your family deals you seals your fate, and you know how much we have choice in life, how much is defined by the government—a kind of quite political, provoking topic.
Right. Bit of and nature then, and nurture as well.
Yeah, then. That kind of stuff. Yeah. And then we were asked to bring kind of our personal stories to it, and then we were given a kind of framework and a format of a game show. We actually tested out a few different formats. The game show proved to be the most successful and the most fun and the most playful. And we kind of fed in stuff from our own lives, stuff that we improvised, and then developed it over a number of weeks. It took shape, and you can really see now, actually, how much the, all of our influences of cast has had on it. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting that it's kind of quite modern and relevant as a result of that.
So then, Amy, you've got your team together. They've put their personal things into this. So at the end of it, do you then have a script, or is it all just from memory?
So sometimes with devised work, you're very much devising all the way through and nothing is ever written down. But with this process, we gathered material and devised over a number of weeks, and then Chris, the director, then took that away and started to put that together in a script so that we do have something physical to work with and then to edit and look back on.
Right.
But that's not always the case, but it gives it a bit more of a structured feel to devising. And I think with the whole company are volunteers, so it's a professional artistic team from the Theatre Royal, but everybody who's involved as a performer and on the stage management team is our participants. So they're people volunteering their time, they're not professional actors, and it gives it a bit more framework, but also with having that freedom to bring your ideas and to really push yourself out of the comfort zone. Lots of people think the be-all and end-all is you read the script, you know which character you're going to be, you audition for that, and then you learn the lines and you do it. And this process is really different from that. But I think that's also what's exciting about it.
Well, it does sound fascinating. Now, you've got three nights next week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So it's always a week before is when I imagine the nerves start to kick in, Hannah. I mean, are you on top of it all?
Well, I have got a lot of lines to learn because I play one of the co-hosts of the show.
Yeah.
So I think I've just about nailed them now.
Yeah. You'll find out when you walk out there on Thursday night, won't you?
I've been having the dreams for sure.
I always think with the Drum that it's that kind of a theatre that if your family are in the front row, you're going to see them, aren't you? I mean,
And with this show, there's actually audience participation in it.
Yeah.
We ask them to play an active role in making choices on the kind of fates of characters in the show. So that's kind of exciting. It has an unpredictability to it, kind of freshness to it, which is going to be interesting.
Well, I'm sure it will be fascinating. And we'll finish with you, Amy. So you're here for this project, I take it. Are you, or a bit longer?
So I'm actually covering maternity leave for somebody in the creative learning department. So I'll be here for a full year. So I'll produce all of the community projects that Theatre Royal runs. So that is the People's Company, which put on a production every year in the summer, but also the regular courses, which run every week, so you can come to do a specialist course with us, or there's also one-off courses, so you can just do a day-long introduction to something. Yeah. That doesn't have to be acting, that might be writing, or we recently had a puppetry and a stage combat course. And I also oversee the Voices Choir, which is a community choir, which has 80 people in it. So it's really, really big. It's just the People's Company is very much an opportunity to come and be a part of something and get involved, and it's open to anyone over 18. So give it a
It's something that we know a lot about here, and we support you wholeheartedly. I think it's a brilliant project. So I will say, enjoy your year in Plymouth, Amy, and
thank you.
Maybe at the end of it you'll want to stay. And Hannah, break a leg on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both for talking to us.
Cheers. Thank you.